The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
One of the stories we're following is that of Bill Belichick and whether or not he's going to become the coach, the next coach of University of North Carolina. Sources are saying that the problem, Mike, right now, they have a deal on the table. But the problem seems to be, as you mentioned, the potential role for his son, who is the current Washington defensive coordinator, Stephen Belichick, and Carolina's name, image, and likeness resources. Let me translate that for you. How much money do we have to go spend on this? Because that's how we're going to get players. Then Belichick's salary and resources for the staff, which means how many guys can I bring in and what are the resources for that? I got to tell you guys, like, that's not a little stuff. That's a lot.
Right.
Okay? So Belichick is basically saying, look, I get where I think I should be and whether you guys can pay it. We know this. Ask Kirby Smart. Ask Nick Saban. Ask Ryan Day. It's the resources around you in your program that allow you to do all these things. So that is apparently what is holding this deal back from getting done, at least right now.
Alabama's, I think, the only team not in the playoff right now that's in that top 10 as far as the presumed NIL valuation and what the money is they can spend. Yeah, you mentioned it. They want to have a general manager. That's the position that we've seen other teams now are putting into play. So you're going to have your general manager. And they, by the way, you see that? Oh, by the way, he has a non-compete and you have a buyout for your general manager. So no one can come and take him. I mean, to say that Bill Belichick's had some free time on his hands, you know, as I said, to come up with his 400-page manifesto of what the Belichick rule of North Carolina would look like, I've got to feel there's some Board of Trustees folks who really, really want him, and some folks going, hell no. You just moved on from 73-year-old Mac Brown, the best coach Carolina ever had. And, he, by the way, said, if I lose my fastball, I'll step down. When he didn't, you realize they fired him by phone from Maui? The athletic director and the team chancellor are out there for one of the preseason basketball tournaments. So they gave him the boot, not even face-to-face. I think it's a bad it's a bad maybe situation to step into. It seems like there's a lot of chefs trying to cook the stew up there in Carolina, but somebody wants to turn the keys over to Belichick.
Also in the National Football League, Mike and I are watching Roger Goodell as we speak.
Blah, 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 blah. I say nothing. Blah, 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 blah. I talk in circles. Blah, 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 blah.
He was just asked about the games overseas. They're going to be playing in Berlin. But also, Mike, he was just asked, and we haven't discussed this because, again, it's a civil litigation case as of right now. But he was asked about Jay-Z. For those of you who don't know, Jay-Z and the NFL have a great relationship. He's helped the NFL with a lot of the stuff that they're doing from an entertainment standpoint, certainly the Super Bowl. Roger Goodell response, we are aware of the civil litigation and Jay-Z's strong response. To sum it up, the relationship's not changing. So that is from Roger Goodell today. Now, again, civil is completely different than criminal. We know that. But that came out, I think, earlier this week, and everybody's like, huh, what's going on? And now kind of everybody is talking about this. But Roger Goodell was asked about it today, and that was his response.
Yeah, I just, you know, okay, we'll see how that one plays out. I would love to be, next time we get to the Super Bowl, we'd love to be one of those people, get the microphone. When are you going to fix the refs? You know what I mean? It just, to me, that's the thing which needs the most attention right now.
Remove that gentleman, please.
Yeah. I told you the time at the Tokyo Dome, I got the microphone as Arthur Blank was talking to me, and then Goodell was the moderator. He's like, is there a question? I'm like, well, I was just talking to Arthur. But anyway, in the case of the NFL, we were talking earlier about they don't want to expand review. They want to keep the games moving. Roger was asked about that. Yeah, I mean, how about reviewing the thing that's the most important thing? Yes, I know you don't want to. You like where the games are. Everything in sports now is around that 3 hour. You know, sort of. That's as you want it. No longer than 3 hours, 5 minutes, right, Carl? But it's such a big moment in games, and refs screw it up time and time again. So no review. The face mask came up after the Cowboys-Bengals game, where Joe Burrow's head was turned 180 degrees, and no flag. So a lot of stuff the refs need to do better on, and the NFL needs to do better on.
No doubt. All right, you are welcome to hit us up and chime in on any of these things at 404-726-0929. That is our text line. Find us on social media as well. Mike is at Mike Bell, ATL. I'm going to put him up. See Dukes, the radio show, Dukes and Bell 929. This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Let's talk some dogs.
Dukes and Bell on the sidelines with the dogs.
So how do you prepare for two teams? Because during the season, think about this. You know your schedule. You can plan ahead. They are scouting ahead, even weeks ahead. We've heard Kirby in the past talk about, hey, we've been getting ready for Georgia Tech. When they used to run that triple option, Mike, weeks in advance because they knew that was coming up.
And sometimes they'd schedule Georgia Southern just so they'd have it on the schedule before they went to a pro-style offense.
I just feel like, you know what? You got to get your team ready. And I'm sure the next time we hear from Kirby, he's going to be talking a lot about this. Mike, that includes your quarterback. That means getting healthy. And it also means maybe some of the fundamental things that you feel like your team hasn't really been successful with as you head into these playoffs. Guys, there's no question the Dogs are good enough to win this thing. I think they are in the easier side of the bracket, if you ask me. And it's not going to be easy, but I think they can get there. But that's what I think they're going to do, Mike. And then if it's Notre Dame, they'll have time to prepare and get ready for Notre Dame.
I think that, you know, Mykel Williams has been banged up all season. We've kind of realized that he's been playing. Certainly ETN, you know, able to really grit it out with a rib injury. So those are a couple of guys that you want to get right. Also, I think you saw Kirby, one of the big memes from this weekend of college football championships was him running down the sideline while his, you know, his secondary was like, what's going on here? He's going to do some coaching. And he, you know, like Saban, he's going to spend time with the DBs because those guys have got to tighten it up. I mean, Smile Munden and, you know, that's linebacker core. But getting back to Malachi Starks is better than some of the things you put on tape against, I think, Texas, you could argue.
Yeah.
There's some things that have to get tightened up in that department. And as you brought up yesterday, yes, he is the most inexperienced quarterback of anybody who's in the playoffs. But Gunnar Stockton now gets 21 days to get basically all the reps and all the work.
Yeah. Is that enough?
I think it is. I mean, would I feel better if Todd Monken was the OC? Yes.
Okay.
I'm not the biggest Bobo fan.
Do you not trust him?
No, I don't trust Bobo.
Okay.
You know I don't. But I think that he's going to hopefully put some wrinkles in that accentuate what this guy can do. I thought some interesting stuff from David Pollack, and we'll try to get Pollack on before the next round of the playoffs. But David was saying that Carson Beck, not that he's detached, because you know the players love Carson Beck, but he is a different kind of energy. Gunnar Stockton is a more of emotional leader, and maybe that was part of the springboard of the energy when he got in the game. Because I'm not saying that Carson Beck's detached, but it's just Pollack brought up the point that it's a different vibe with Gunnar Stockton.
I don't disagree. That's why I said they got a spark when he came in. I'm not mistaking that for production. He didn't throw for 300 yards, but there was this thing that happened.
Right. Sense of urgency, right?
Correct. That's what I sensed when he came into the game. And then they drove the field, and again, they started making things happen. I agree with him on that assessment. It's Dukes and Bell, guys. Let's talk real quick about the Heisman, Mike, because we now know what this is going to look like. Travis Hunter's going to win the Heisman, right? He's going to win the Heisman.
Well, not so fast, because one thing we do know about the Heisman is, well, the regional nature of some of the writers and some of the media. Guys, there are people in the Northeast that have no business being Heisman Trophy voters. I think we've touched on that a number of times. Will there be an anti-Deion sentiment that screws Hunter out of it? I don't think so, but I think I'm not saying it's going to maybe be the slam dunk some folks think it will be.
Yeah, well, here's the deal, though. I mean, I love the kid, Gentee, at Boise State.
And it's great that he's going to that a kid from Boise State gets to go to the – not to say you should be happy just to be there, but it's kind of cool that he just gets to be, you know, getting the accolades of being a finalist.
Well, he deserves to be there. I mean, what he's doing from a running back standpoint is impressive. But I will say this. When's the last time you have seen a guy impact both sides of the ball and play every snap, every game in college football?
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You name him.
Right.
It hadn't happened.
By the way, there was an interesting podcast. I forget who he was on with. I want to say Ryan Clark. And he was talking to Travis Hunter about, had he gone to Florida State, he thinks maybe things would have been completely different.
Sure.
And that, you know, Deion allowing him to do what he does. You know, if he goes FSU, they let him play both ways. Does Norvell screw that up? You know, going to Jackson State, then eventually Colorado, lets it shine through. Yeah, I think he's going to win it. But you just never know. There's always some weirdness with the media. But, yeah, that's the way it should be. I mean, this guy is the true definition of the Heisman with all the things he's doing.
I think that is what makes Deion, right? He's not trying to put a square peg in a round hole. He basically told a kid, Georgia boy, by the way, and that's another reason why I'd love for to see him win the Heisman, right here in Collins High School. I think, Mike, he said to him, you can do whatever you want to do. Everybody else was like, you'll be a DB. Oh, well, you'll only play receiver. Deion was like, I did both. You can do whatever you want to do. And then he went and played incredibly at an incredible high level. By the way, defensive player of the year in the Big 12. So, I mean, on top of the fact that he's a Heisman candidate and should be the winner, I only bring that up to say, again, this was one of those situations where when he went to Jackson State, everybody said, what is he doing?
Right. Well, I mean, and it was a statement. You know, I think certainly believing in what Deion was selling. And now it's just a matter of, where does he go? We'll talk about it coming up in Guy Talk because we're playing the Raiders. By the way, right now, based on strength of schedule, and it can change by the end of the year, but right now the Raiders hold the number one pick. No reason, if you're a Raider fan, to want them to beat us on Monday night.
No. Nope.
But that's, as we know, not the way the NFL works. But do you go with Shedeur Sanders?
Yes.
Or, I mean, I think you got to kind of reset with the quarterback. But, man, you talk about a dynamic athlete that could be, literally the next superstar in the NFL in Travis Hunter, something we haven't seen. I don't know. I mean, I don't know if it's – or do you try to – the Raiders have gotten so burned with free agency in quarterbacks in the past. Maybe that's not the idea. You just go with Shedeur Sanders and don't make it too complicated.
You can't. And by the way, this is, again, where I think Tom Brady comes into play. Now, we know he's got a small percentage of that organization, you know, as far as ownership. But I also think just, Mike, his opinion is going to be valued there a lot more. This just in, by the way, Jalen Walker, the 2024 Buckus Award winner, which goes to the most impactful linebacker in college football. The Dogs have just put that out. So
cool.
Yeah, pretty damn cool. Again, and it speaks to Kirby and recruiting these guys, Mike, developing them, and then getting them ready for the NFL. So the Dogs, Buckus Award winner, Jalen Walker, congratulations.